Mr. President, thank you for this great honor. It's something I never expected would happen in my life, but I do love the Department of Justice. I care about its traditions and its heritage. I had 15 years in that great department, and the honor to lead it now is something that I do not have words to express effectively. There are a lot of things we need to do. First, we need to value and support and encourage the fabulous people who work there. I've worked with them over the years. I know how good they are, and their talents need to be directed at this nation's benefit in a lot of different ways. We have a crime problem. I wish the rise that we're seeing in crime in America today were some sort of aberration or a blip. My best judgment, having been involved in criminal law enforcement for many years, is that this is a dangerous, permanent trend that places the health and safety of the American people at risk. We will deploy the talents and abilities of the Department of Justice in the most effective way possible to confront this rise in crime and to protect the people of our country. We have an increased threat since I was United States Attorney from terrorism, Mr. President. You've spoken firmly on that. You've led this nation to say we're going to respond effectively to the threat of terrorism, and you can count on your Department of Justice to do so in an effective way. And you've said something that I believe, and I think the American people believe, that we need a lawful system of immigration. One that serves the interests of the people of the United States. That's not wrong, that's not immoral, that's not indecent. We admit 1 million people a year plus who lawfully, and we need to end this lawlessness that threatens the public safety, pulls down wages of working Americans. It is an honor beyond words to serve under you and your leadership. You're putting together a great cabinet, which is just a thrill for me to have the opportunity to join. And I look forward to making sure that every ounce of strength I have and that the people of the Department of Justice have is going to be focused on preserving and protecting the Constitution and the safety of this country. We will defend the laws of this country as passed by Congress. We'll defend the lawful orders of the President of the United States with vigor and determination. Thank you all for being here. I see a lot of good friends, and may God bless all our efforts. Thank you.